The Richmond Theatre Critics Circle.
Curtain Call.
A discussion of all things theatre with Richmond critics and occasional guests.
Welcome to Curtain Call, Act 3, Scene 4. I'm Jerry Williams from Sifter.
I'm David Timberline from Style Weekly.
There are just two of us today, so it's kind of fitting that we're going to talk about a play that only has two actors. It's called The Last 5 Years, and it's a co-production of Theatre Lab and Yes and Entertainment at the Basement through October 28th. A 5-year relationship is examined through song. The man's timeline goes from the giddy beginning to the dismal breakup, while her story travels in the opposite direction. They meet in the middle for one wedding duet. What do you think about these two guys?
These two guys?
Well, guys in the Yankee sense.
Okay. Well, as soon as this casting was announced for this musical, I think it was very highly anticipated. Alexander Sapp is much awarded. He just won 2 awards in the recent Artsies.
Actually, it was one for Best Supporting Actor in a Musical, one for Best Actor in a Musical, and the same show, Toxic Avenger, won Best Ensemble. Best Ensemble, so technically three.
Right. So he is obviously a big talent, as is Christy Jackson, who plays the female role. They are both vocal powerhouses.
Absolutely.
They are both, in my opinion, very good actors. The show has marginal opportunities for them to act. Mostly it's sung through. It is really powerful, though. It's a very emotional show, and it is bolstered by an incredible 6-person string ensemble.
Yeah, they're beautiful. It's interesting you said they don't get a chance to act together. The one number, obviously, when they come together in the middle and they do sing together, is probably the most powerful number in the show, just because they do have a chance to really interact with each other.
Right. Critics have complained sometimes about it being kind of stock characters, and it's really up to the actors to make them 3-dimensional characters. And I think these two did a great job of really bringing these characters to life.
Well, I think Alexander, he has a charming personality on stage in general, and I thought he made his moments touching and funny. Christy Jackson, I didn't think that role has as much versatility or depth, or maybe it was just her. She performs well, but I didn't feel the depth of her character that I did with Alexander.
I think we need to call out John Stewart Fauquette, I hope I'm pronouncing that right, who's the musical director who leads that incredible ensemble.
Absolutely. And, of course, the director, Chelsea Burke, did a wonderful job of staging the show, and I think she guided her actors effectively, being an actor herself, through the emotional journeys there.
She staged it so that the audience is on either side of a kind of long, narrow stage. That definitely makes you feel almost part of the action. It was a really personal experience, I think, in that way.
We can both agree that it was a very strongly performed and musically powerful show.
Absolutely.
And we've been talking about The Last 5 Years, which is a co-production of Theatre Lab and Yes and Entertainment at the Basement through October 28th. We're going to pivot now to Cloud Nine, another number-based show, playing at Richmond Triangle Players through October 21st. Act One of this show takes place in an English colony in Africa where a British family resides under Victorian strictures. Act Two occurs in 1979 London, but several of the characters are only 25 years older. The cross-gender and cross-racial casting subverts stereotypes, and I will mention that was in the script, that you see men playing women, you're seeing people of different colors playing opposite colors, you see a white man saying, I'm black,
right,
and that's all intentional, that is the way the script is written. And I'll have to admit, after I saw the first act, which was hilarious and very sharp, and then the second act, which was a little more discussion-y and not as wonderful, I had to go and read about it because I didn't understand what the message was. It became clear after I read it, but do you want to talk about what you got out of it before we go into that? Or?
I think this is a kind of show that you appreciate maybe more than enjoy because of what you're just saying, that you may come away with it with a lot more to discuss and maybe want to do some research on. There's so much cognitive action that has to go along with this show that some of the visceral impact, I think, is a little bit diffuse because of that.
But what about the production?
It's very well cast.
Excellent actors.
Yep. These are all, you know, top-level Richmond actors.
And I have to say that the direction, too. Rusty Wilson is actually just co-won an Artsy for Best Direction of a Play for John that he did last year.
Along with Chelsea Burke, who we just mentioned.
I said that to say that Rusty is a strong director. He often comes with a vision, and he knows how to work with actors and get good performances. I think he did a great job with what he had. I just really didn't like the second act.
Yeah, I had a hard time just giving myself over to this play. I found my enjoyment, which, you know, I did enjoy the show, but it was more around the edges. some of the maybe meatier ideas that we're trying to get across. It took me a while to ruminate on those. And I'm going to go see it again, actually, because I'd like to give myself over to the play again and actually let it sink in a little bit more.
I don't think I'll be back. but I think we can kind of just agree this is a complex show on a lot of levels. And even though it's a very good production, it really takes some thinking before, during, and after the show.
Yeah, I think as long as you realize that your expectations may be a little scrambled, I think it really makes for an interesting and very amusing. There's some really flat-out,
absolutely first, you know, act,
slapsticky, yeah, kind of comedy as well.
We've been talking about Cloud Nine, which is at Richmond Triangle Players through October 21st. I'm sitting here now with Jody Ashworth, who is a local actor who's getting ready to get on stage all by himself in a show called 10th Times the Charm, which will be playing October 26th and 27th at Richmond Triangle Players, and it's a benefit for the Artist Fund. So, Jody, first question before I ask you what the hell the title means, what's your background?
I grew up in Hopewell. I went to Radford University, and then I went to graduate school out in San Diego and spent about 10 years out in Los Angeles and then another 6 in New York. A couple years back, I came back to Richmond.
You've been here ever since.
I have been, and I've done quite a few shows at the Repertory Theater. Right.
And if you can't tell from the sound, he's got this killer baritone voice, too. So tell me, what does 10th Times the Charm mean?
I was offered Broadway shows 9 times, and 9 times they were taken back. 10th Time the Charm isn't really, it's not really the theme of the show, but it's just kind of a fun anecdote to, something to latch on to. And then the show really itself, it talks about dreaming and talks about pursuing a dream and persevering. That's really the theme of the show.
And you wrote the whole show?
I did. I'm still tweaking.
Script and music.
Not the music.
Oh, no.
The music,
okay,
is done by other artists from Broadway shows, from jazz and pop standards, that sort of thing. But I've written the entire script myself.
Well, good luck. Unfortunately, as you know, I will be on vacation during the show, so I'm going to miss it. But it will be at Triangle Players on the 26th and 27th of October, 10th Times the Charm. And I want to thank Jody Ashworth for coming in and break a leg.
Thanks so much.
And that's going to do it for this week's Curtain Call. By the way, if you want to read more about the Artsies, check out our website, artsies.org. This is Jerry Williams from Sifter and Richmond Magazine.
This is David Timberline from Style Weekly.
And we want to thank Open Source RVA for hosting us on WRAR, and we'll be back in 2 weeks.
For extended podcasts and complete reviews, visit the Richmond Theater Critics Circle website at artsies.org.